Please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Ward is excused. McCall was in it today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. If members would please stand, our invocation this morning is by Chaplain Pastor Leon Thompson, Chapel by the Lake Church.
Please join with me as we begin this day in prayer. Dear God, in this moment we call upon your presence to be in the midst of this place. We come from various geographic, cultural, and spiritual backgrounds and have been called by the people of this great land to be the decision-making body. We thank you for these senators who have been called by the people. We thank you for the time and energy they spend on behalf of those that they represent. Help them to feel the weight of responsibility and at the same time undergird them with strength and power. Give guidance, direction, and support to the Senate this day. Help the Senate to work with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love throughout this season. Give patience when needed. Help kindness to prevail. Create attentive listening ears, and may boldness with integrity be the order of the day. As those in these chambers are away from home and family, we ask that you would keep their families safe and secure. Give safety to those here when they travel. When this day is over, following long meetings, telephone conversations, messages received and returned, dialogue with co-workers, and the reading of endless reports, may each person here be able to say, "Thank you, God, for being in the midst of all I have done." We pray this to the one who created us and sustains us through all of life. Amen.
Amen. Senator Adams, would you please lead us in the
pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Phillips.
I would move that we have the prayer spread across the journal for today.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 14th Legislative Day, Senate Supplement Number 1, and Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 3.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move national unanimous consent that the journal and the supplements be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journals are certified. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no House messages.
Are there communications?
Following reports are on file. 1997 annual report of Alaska Comprehensive Health Insurance Association, in accordance with AS 2155020. Report of the Alaska Minerals Commission, 1999, in accordance with AS 4433431. Annual State Loan Report, FY98, from Department of Commerce and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 3705035. Alaska Marine Highway Annual Financial Report, fiscal year ended June 30, 98, from Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, in accordance with AS 1965070. Those are all the communications this morning, Madam President.
Are there standing committee reports?
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 3, relating to the crimes of murder and child murders, signed and due pass, Senators Torgerson and Parnell co-chairs, Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, Adams, Wilk, and Lehman. Zero and indeterminate fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 3 has no further referral.
Rules.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 12, classifying anadromous streams and tributaries relating to the designation of riparian areas. Signed to pass, Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Lincoln, Parnell, Green, Pete Kelly, and Mackey. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 12 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 52 by Senator Pete Kelly, an act relating to competition and the provision of local exchange telephone service and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
Those are all the bills this morning.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Nina Kimpel in commemoration of Alaska U.S. Federal Credit Union's 50th anniversary, honoring Israel Johnson in memoriam Caroline Coons, in memoriam Shirley Clayton, in memoriam Bill Mullen, in memoriam James Sneed, in memoriam Stanley Robbins, in memoriam Kermit Olson.
Senator Mackey.
I move the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Okay. Senator Ellis,
could we have a brief?
Senator Ellis.
Could we have a brief at ease, please?
Senate will please. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Ellis. Is there any further objection to the citations? Hearing none, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate for state and personal business at noon on Friday the 5th and through plain time Monday, February the 8th.
Hearing no objection, Senator Miller is excused as requested. Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused Friday the 5th of February for personal business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lincoln is excused Friday the 5th. Is there further unfinished business, Senator Hoffman?
Yes, Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused on Friday at noon, Friday the 5th until plain time Monday.
Hearing no objection, Senator Hoffman is excused from Friday at noon until Monday, plain time the 8th. Further unfinished business? Either announcements? Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I'd like to announce there's a majority caucus today at 4:30. I believe they'll be in the belts. And also tomorrow at 5 o'clock, if members could note that, we'll have one also. And further, I just wanted to remind members that there are several reports due. The campaign disclosure report is due, I believe, on the 15th of this month. All members need to submit those, even if you weren't up for election this year, as well as the financial disclosure report, which had been received by all members. I believe that's March 15th. And then also there's one due here, I believe, the 17th of February, which is dealing with close economic associations. So if members could just double-check that you have all of those reports that are due and attend to them, that'd be great.
Further announcements. Are there special orders this morning? Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move we adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, we adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.